sunny skies, our temperature up to 57 degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. About 10 minutes from now, after 8:30 headlines, Judy Crystal from the Byram Schubert Library will be in to talk about their 88th birthday celebration coming up this weekend. WGCH News Center time is 8:21. Each third Thursday of the month means our Greenwich Real Estate Report. I'm joined in studio by Greenwich Association of Realtors past president B.K. Bates, local realtor, writes a column for the Greenwich Sentinel, Mark Pruner. And welcome to both of you this morning, Mark, B.K.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we've got them in because Stacy Lowe and John McAtee are in Washington, right, B.K.?
That's correct.
National Association of Realtors Convention, I guess it is?
Yep, every May. It's a lot of fun. I went for 2 years. It's a huge gathering from around the country, and you have fabulous speakers. You meet with many different venues, like we use Supra. They're all there to speak with everyone. So you get a lot accomplished in like 3 days. Have wonderful gatherings with lots of different brokers. And then you meet with our state senators, Himes, Murphy, and Blumenthal, and discuss what's going on with them. So it's really a wonderful event.
All right, good, good. Who's the guest speaker this year, do you know?
I don't know. I didn't hear. But Chris Wallace was there 1 year with me, and he was fabulous.
All right, great, great. You're out of the loop. All right.
Yep.
All right, but you're in the loop here, and yeah. We're going to talk about how things went. I know last month was not good compared to the monthly from the year before. What are the numbers this month?
Well, 35 closings, single-family residential closings, which is down from the year before. But the good news is pendings are up, and pendings are signed contracts that will be closing. And we had 62 single-family pendings right now, and that's quite strong compared to what we've been seeing. So condo co-ops were 19 signed contracts. And so I'd say the whole marketplace was pushed back a bit, whether people were just not making decisions. There's now a lot of activity out there. Whether it's the weather doing it, I don't know. I think it's people finally feeling they know what they want to buy.
All right. Mark, your thoughts.
Yeah, the market has had a late start. We're looking at some good sales activity, as BK was saying. We are seeing some bidding wars when stuff comes on well-priced.
Mm-hmm. We were talking before, the legislature's about 3 weeks left in the session and kicking around a lot of things up there, tolls and other issues. Has that had an impact on the market?
Yeah, I think so. It's what I call FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And anytime you have a high FUD factor, people just pause and wait to see what's going to happen. So I expect that we'll actually see a turn up in activity after the legislature is done, regardless of what happens, because they'll know what's going to happen and the uncertainty is removed.
All right, good. Well, maybe you'll get a GE at the end, so we have fudge instead of just FUD, right? I think that's the way to look at it. I was interested at the median price because they went down in March compared to March of 2018, but then back up again, kind of bouncing up and down. Any reason for that, BK?
Well, it's always a little bit affected by high-end sales, and there were three at least that were quite notable. But, you know, numbers depend on what happened in that month. And I think pendings being up is a very strong comment on what's going on out there. So, Mark, do you have a comment on that?
Yeah, basically the average price change and the median price change has more to do, as BK said, with what's selling than what the overall market is doing. Because if we had three sales over $5 million last month, which was really good, and that brought things up. We did have slightly slower sales at the lower end, so that caused our median to jump rather dramatically.
Okay, so I misinterpreted because I was thinking that the numbers came down as that maybe people were more realistic with their selling price.
And well, then that is very important. You're correct. Pricing is still very key. Having your house in very perfect condition and priced well is motivating the market, definitely.
Okay. All right. So we were talking off air about how a typical May, as we're now in the month of May, things start to taper off, but you're thinking they're going to continue to pick up, or what was...
I think that... January, February, March were pretty slow, and now people are making decisions. So May and June may turn out to be, you know, some of our busiest months.
Just push back. And weather is a big factor. I mean, it's been an awful spring, rain-wise and cold and things like that. Not a lot of curb appeal, I guess, when it's raining. Right,
the flowers aren't out. I don't know. I can't really say, except that I think that we're seeing a lot of activity now. And, you know, some of people have been realistic with their pricing, and maybe they weren't when they first came on the market. And that also motivates people. So that's accounting for some bidding wars on things that are really well-priced and attractive. And so the buyers are paying attention, and they are showing up, which is what we want.
They're ready to go. All right. What's the kind of areas of town where things are moving or happening?
Old Greenwich is doing well, as is North Mianus. They've got the lowest months of supply of any area. And then the other thing, and we've got a fair number of these in Old Greenwich, is the $2 to $3 million price range is the most positive price range we have right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we expect, I guess, when they come back in June, that the May numbers are going to indicate a lot of closings?
I think the numbers in May will be pretty good, definitely. Yeah. If we have 62 pendings and we're only halfway through, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, May and June are our biggest months for contracts, and June and July are our biggest months for sales.
Okay.
So this is when we see a lot of activity.
I mean, I will say, though, that in past months they've said there's been a lot of pendings, but the numbers haven't borne that out.
Yeah, there wasn't as much glue in the market back then, but definitely now there's a lot more activity.
Yeah, and then I also look at the contingent contracts, and we in total, as of today, we have 107, 44 pending and 63 pending and 44 contingent contracts, and most of those are waiting for a mortgage, and 90% of them will close.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens next month, and we'll have the report on the third Thursday of the month in June. Mark Pruner, thanks very much for coming in. Mark, say hello to Russ for me.
Okay.
All right. And, and BK, good to see you again.
Nice to see you, Tony. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. And we'll take a break. That is our Greenwich Real Estate Report, third Thursday of each month. Traffic and weather together coming up in 1 minute. WGCH News Center time is 8:28.
Are you looking to cut costs without sacrificing quality?